This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you go out there and ask people on the street or at a party or wherever you go, if you ask them whether they think they're in the middle class, most people are going to say yes, absolutely. The truth of the matter is, though, that the American middle class is shrinking. That's the headline from a new survey out from the Pew Research Center today. But while Pew looked at the middle class, we thought we would take a look at the other M word, mobility. As the middle class in this country shrinks, Marketplace's Noel King asks, what happens to our ability to work our way up that economic ladder?
Many Americans believe that ours is a very economically mobile society, that you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Nathaniel Hendren is a professor of economics at Harvard. He studies intergenerational mobility.
Contrary to that common belief, by most measures, the United States has some of the lowest rates of upward mobility of any developed country in the world.
He says the odds that an American kid who's born into the bottom fifth of the income scale will make it to the top fifth are about 7%. And he says the odds of going from rags to riches in the U.S. have always been pretty low. But a shrinking middle class could make mobility even rarer.
When you look across areas within the United States, areas with stronger middle classes tend to have higher rates of upward mobility.
Aaron Currier directs the Financial Security and Mobility Project at the Pew Charitable Trust. That's a different organization than the one that produced this week's report. She says there's a phenomenon that researchers call stickiness at the ends.
Families who were raised at the bottom of the income distribution or the very top of the income distribution are highly likely to stay there.
But if you're in the middle class, you're more likely to evade that stickiness, to move around the income spectrum over time.
People who are raised by solidly middle-income families actually have the most economic mobility, both up and down. They are equally likely to stay in the middle, move to the top, or move to the bottom.
If they move to the top, well, who wouldn't want to get stuck there? But if they move to the bottom and get stuck, Currier says, it's not just that they are more likely to stay there, their children are more likely to end up stuck as well. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.